stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we return from that break after hearing about New Orleans and after we featured Massachusetts last week here on the program, Mary and I are about to showcase America's 26th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1837 and is the only state in our nation, folks, that features two landmasses. Before we get into today's destination spotlight, well, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
We all want a security system that's going to keep trouble away, not one that just tells you when something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. You're traveling somewhere near or far. Have peace of mind. Your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, maybe you're traveling. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, and it costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% as a show fan, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's welcome Kelly Walgamott, Vice President of Pure Michigan, as she joins us on the show hotline.
Well, it is nice to connect with you today, Kelly. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Mary and I, we have traveled this country pretty extensively with our sons, and a terrific trip that we did with them when they were younger was flying into Detroit, taking them to Ford's Rouge factory in nearby Dearborn, then to Greenfield Village. Before, we actually drove up I-75 to the Upper Peninsula and enjoyed Mackinac Island together. So that is a pretty special way to experience Michigan, Kelly. By the way, I'll also add, it often surprises us how many people we talk to when we travel who haven't been to Greenfield Village or Mackinac Island. And I think we've personally padded your tourism numbers there with all the positives we've given it over the years. So do share.
Well, we do appreciate that. You know, Michigan really provides, as you'd mentioned, you know, that outdoor recreation and the duality of really unique city, thriving city cultural experiences like in Detroit and Grand Rapids. Michigan is stunning Great Lakes coastline surrounding the state. We have unique spots like Pictured Rocks and Sleeping Bear Dunes, National Lake Shores, and as you'd mentioned, we have a rich automotive and cultural history in Detroit with the Henry Ford Museum. Charming towns like Mackinac Island and beautiful wine regions with Traverse City. So there's really a great mix of outdoor adventure and the duality of this really unique arts and vibrant arts and cultural experiences that you can enjoy as you travel throughout our wonderful state.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Detroit Institute of Arts. We featured them on the show not too long ago. Fantastic museum. So Kelly, since our show is heard across the country, including up to Alaska and over in Hawaii, I bet many of our listeners, and you just touched on it a little bit, but they might be surprised to learn that Michigan has more than 100 public beaches and over 100 state parks. So to your point about the great outdoors, talk briefly about that level of diversity.
Yeah, you know, the Great Lakes shorelines, we have the longest freshwater coastline with over 3,000 miles, and that provides an incredible amount of sandy beaches, clear waters, and incredible, charming coastal towns all along our coastline. We have waterfalls. You can explore the scenic Tequamenon Falls in the Upper Peninsula. They have over 300 waterfalls in total in the Upper Peninsula. Dark Sky Park throughout the state and the Upper Peninsula. And, you know, I talked about some of those authentic cultural opportunities, like even maybe even visiting a Dutch Windmill Island Gardens in Holland, Michigan, Lake Michigan.
Yeah, that's a great place. So, you know, certainly Michigan, no question, synonymous with the automotive industry. The big three manufacturers are headquartered there. But Michigan's also, it's a major sports state between all your professional teams and all the top colleges across the state. So how much does sports travel benefit your bottom line when it comes to tourism?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have an incredible campus in downtown Detroit with the Ford Field, with the Lions, Tigers. Stadium is there. We have LCA, Little Caesars Arena, which hosts the Red Wings hockey and professional basketball with the Pistons. But as you've mentioned, the collegiate sports get pretty competitive throughout the state. With, you know, University of Michigan, Michigan State, even, you know, Western Michigan and Kalamazoo. Had an incredible hockey season last year. So there is a lot to do when it comes to not only professional sports, but also collegiate sports and even, you know, the minor sports as well, with a lot of, you know, unique hockey and baseball opportunities throughout the state. Yeah.
So you mentioned Holland, Michigan, blooming tulips, right? When does that start?
Oh, yeah. So the Tulip Festival will begin in May. And, you know, they have thousands and thousands of tulips and just an incredible downtown located right on, you know, Lake Michigan and just really a quaint town and just a really great culture.
Well, spring is not far off. No question. That's a great way to come experience it. Really quick, we've got about maybe 40 seconds with you on this, but, you know, we're focusing a lot on America's 250 and the birthday celebrations. Any major happening, one or two of them you want to mention that's happening in Michigan for our listeners to know about?
Sure. You know, I touched briefly on Mackinac Island. If your listeners are not familiar, it's carless, so it's only horses and hiking and bicycle, but they also have a fort that the Brits built hundreds of years ago. So Fort Mackinac will have a ton of different America 250 activities throughout the summer.
Okay.
And then you had mentioned the Henry Ford Museum, Greenfield Village, all about Americana, the collection Henry Ford has there. There's going to be a lot of unique events and activities at the Henry Ford Museum
as well.
That's
another great place to go experience America. Well, Kelly,
thank you.
Connecting with you today. Have a nice rest of your weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, the Wolverine State's going to wrap hour one for us today. And the website to plan your travels there to Michigan is very simple, Michigan.org. Another 60 minutes of the show is coming your way in just a few minutes. The National Communal Forum will start us off. Chef Sarah Moulton is ahead as we travel the world from your own kitchen. And she's bringing a recipe for Valentine's Day. Plus, race car legend Jeff Bodine is also coming up when RJ joins the show for the first time today. He's going to talk about the Daytona 500 that's ahead next weekend. Keep those radios locked in, everyone. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.